ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Daria. I'm here with Ashley Koff. Ashley is an internationally renowned dietitian whose Qualitarian Nutrition Plan helps people decide on better quality food and supplements. Here at ShareCare, she's recognized as one of our top 10 social health makers in nutrition and is one of the contributors to our Transform You program. Ashley, I'd love to get your perspective on some of the nutrition trends you're seeing for 2015. Which ones are really important to pay attention to for our New Year's resolution to be as healthy as we can be? So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First, I want to talk about these superfoods. I hear about superfoods all the time in the news lately. What's your opinion on them?
Yeah, and it's fun. I'm actually just leaving the fancy food show, so I'm like knee-deep in all the trends, like things that haven't hit the stores yet and what's coming, and superfoods is still around. You know, I like to say, and one of the trends I identified for this year when I was writing up mine is, you know, this space of superfoods, we're the only country that is promoting superfoods from a marketing standpoint without any actual definition. So if you go to the EU, they're very specific about, you know, how you can use it in marketing, et cetera, because the reality is that all food, if it exists in its form in nature and hasn't been, you know, played with in a chemistry lab or had pieces and parts of it removed, et cetera, all food is super for us. You know, we should find variety and enjoy foods. And this space of, you know, you have to have a, you know, a berry from Brazil versus the blueberry in your backyard is a total misnomer in terms of the space of superfood. So we've really been misled from a marketing standpoint. I also have seen, you know, things like jelly beans marketed as having superfoods because they have superfood flavors. Well, you know, they have super bad ingredients, or if we're just having a few of them, they might, you know, they might be super okay, but they're not a superfood. So I think what we really have to understand is that superfood is a marketing term, and unfortunately, it doesn't lead us to explain what is really super or not about a food. That's found on the nutrition panel and understanding the ingredients. What can make something better for you is going to be, as I said, how close is it to the form that it's found in nature? And, you know, from a nutrition standpoint, what we really need is variety. So I want you to have green vegetables, but I don't want you to have only green vegetables. I want you to get the orange, the blue, the purple. So I really would emphasize variety as being super, as well as the quality of the food, which as a qualitarian, that's a really key piece for me.
That's really interesting. So you're saying it's not the label of super that matters. It's really getting back to the basics, looking at those nutrition labels and getting the healthy variety that we need.
Yeah, like I could have an egg, for example, and, you know, people will say, are eggs okay for me? And I said, well, I can't answer just straight across the board that eggs are okay for you. You could have a superfood egg, meaning, you know, a farm egg where the animal, the chicken's running around outside, it's being fed what it's meant to exist in nature, it hasn't been given hormones or antibiotics, and it's not super stressed out, and it's just laying eggs the way it's going to lay eggs. And then you could have a really not great egg, and one that I would rather you avoid, which has all of those other things that we were talking about, or an egg that has had a bunch of stuff done to it, you know, in terms of like an egg salad that's got a bunch of, you know, trans fats in the recipe, etc. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that brings me to my next question, and that's on the whole organic label. So how important is that?
Yeah. Well, so in my dream world, well, I'll take you there for a moment. In my dream world, we don't need organic because, and we actually didn't need organic, you know, 100 years ago because it was just food. There weren't these chemicals, there weren't genetic modifications, there weren't processes that could really change the nature of a food. And I think to me, one of the reasons organic is so important is that what it's really trying its best to do is to optimize the nutrient value of the food, meaning that it's growing it the way that nature intended. So is organic, the USDA organic label, perfect? Absolutely not. But as a standard in terms of looking for it, and remember, organic is not a marketing term. Organic means, and when you see that USDA logo on food, it means that it is following a process, that there's regulations, and, you know, every 3 years it's evaluated, and all these other pieces. I think it's every 5 years.
So it's different from the superfood, which is a superfood is a marketing thing.
A marketing term.
Organic is an actual label.
Yes, and it's also different from the word natural, which is really important to understand. Natural is a marketing term as well. But what I want to intervene is, if you don't have access to an organic vegetable, which most of us should in our frozen department if we don't have it in the fresh, if you don't have access to it, I don't want you to not eat vegetables. I don't want you to not eat fruit. You know, I think that it's, and on the flip side, organic ice cream isn't a health food. You know, so I think we have to have barometers in there where organic refers to the quality piece. I have four principles from a nutrition standpoint, the others being quantity, nutrient balance, and frequency, and we still have to pay attention to those.
All right. Yes. So don't just buy anything just because of the label. Look at what's inside it. What are you actually eating? That's really important to know.
Yeah.
On knowing more about what you're eating, let's talk about nutrition apps and trackers. Do you have a favorite one to help people kind of keep track or know more about what they're consuming?
Yeah, I say the same thing about that I say about when people ask me what's my favorite juicer. The one you're going to use, and with the juicer, the one you're going to clean up with, but that you're actually going to clean up. You know, I think with an app or a tracker, it really is going to be what you use. I think there are some things that are better from a nutrition standpoint. I heard earlier you were talking about AskMD. You know, what I'm really concerned about with some of these trackers is that they're giving us information, but they're not directing us to the sources then to help us interpret and use those. So I'm a big fan of AskMD. I love Environmental Working Group just launched their food scores, which are scoring foods according to, they're incorporating in the quality factor. So I like that. Mm-hmm. From a tracking standpoint, it depends. You know, I still have clients who have the best results. Who have great results where they're writing things down either on a paper, scanning it and sending it to me, or just sending me an email, and they're not using a tracking, you know, program or app or anything else like that. And I have other people that, you know, love their Fitbit, they love their Jawbone. And so if you really get into something, I think that's great. But again, it's going to be about not just tracking the information, it's going to be about understanding how to use that information. And I think that's a big difference. I'm not so happy when something just tells you how many calories you've consumed, because we know all calories aren't created equal. We also know that you could eat no calories during the day and all of your calories after five, and that's not a healthy, you know, you're not going to get your results, and it's not a healthy way of living. So I think tracking still needs to advance into more of where we are from an understanding of a nutrition standpoint.
Okay, so it's not just the calories alone in the day, but it's calories, it's nutrients, it's the timing of when you're eating them and how you're all eating them all together.
It's the color
really
of
matters.
Your vegetables. You know, I want to know, did you get the rainbow in? You know, did you drink your water? You know, all of these things. So, you know, and I also don't want you to not get sleep or to not, you know, do other things because, you know, I have some people who are obsessively tracking, and it's like, hold on a second, let's not add more stress.
All in moderation. Moderation, all of us can afford to look a little bit more at that. What's your personal nutrition resolution for 2015?
Oh, yeah. So from a personal standpoint, mine actually has nothing. I could say it has nothing to do with nutrition, but it has everything to do with nutrition. So I've taken it on, and I'm doing this challenge. I'm meditating this year. So meditation to me has seemed like what probably eating green vegetables is to other people, but I just have not been able to figure out a way to incorporate it into my life. And, you know, what I found is probably the same thing that I advise to people from a nutrition standpoint is just start, find what you like, figure out how it works for you, and then just try to work it in. And I'm doing it so far. So day 13, I feel really good about it. And, you know,
Excellent. What
it does is it helps me make better food choices when I just take some time to relax and recognize, you know, what am I looking to my food for?
And keeps you more mindful, I imagine, too.
Yeah, for sure.
About what
for
you're
sure.
eating. I think that's something we all can do. We're so often eating distracted in front of the TV, in front of our computer. We're not mindful about what we're actually eating and putting in our bodies. And what you're saying today is it's not so much about the labels. It's about the quality of the food that you're getting, keeping track of it. But again, not losing your mind about it, right?
Yeah, and I think, remember, the front label of a package is the story that somebody wants to tell you.
Yes,
and then
it's
what
that
you
nutrition
want to do is get
label.
The back.
On the back. Thank you so much, Ashley. Again, look at those nutrition labels. Go back to the basics. I really appreciate you coming on and look forward to having you back on the show again soon. This is Dr. Daria. You're listening to Share Care Radio. I want to thank you all for listening and stay well.